Christ is risen. He is truly risen. Alleluia. If you've wondered where the so-called cancel culture gets its inspiration, then just look back a couple days ago at Good Friday. And if you wonder how the cancel culture is going to end, especially as regards sacred truth, then look no further than today. Keep in mind that Jews and Romans both wanted to cancel Jesus. Jewish leaders didn't like him because he hurt their feelings, and he insulted them in public, but for very good reason. Christ Jesus told the truth, and because he told the truth, it made them feel bad and look bad. They seethed with anger and were filled with embarrassment. They, like the Romans, saw Jesus as a threat to their understanding of law and order, of how things should be, especially as benefits themselves. They saw Christ as a threat to their power. But their worlds, their lives, everything in them was both delusion and illusion, because their vision was turned not outward toward God as it should have been, nor toward their neighbor as God teaches us, but toward themselves. Their vision was turned inward toward themselves, and thus they could not see, they could not hear, they could not understand or comprehend, nor could they believe anything other than their own imaginations and their own opinions. And Christ shattered that with his truth. When he shattered their illusions, then he had to be canceled. That was it. And so he was. Or so they thought. Christ reminded them that their father, like their own counterparts today, is the devil, the father of lies. The father of lies who likewise lives in the illusion and delusion of his own power, of which he has none. Satan has no power of his own except the power that you and I give him when we concede to his temptations. When we succumb to those temptations, which are themselves just illusions of pleasure and power, we think we're going to find fulfillment, and we don't. Thus, following Satan's suggestions and drunk with their own fury, the very people that Christ came to save mercilessly brought him to trial, to judgment, and ultimately to crucifixion. Ironically, he was dying for their sins. He was dying for our sins, and to crush the power of sin and death forever. Yes, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, the Son of Man, was dead, killed by sin and killed for sin, canceled. But then we come to today's celebration. The body that was given up for us, the body that was sacrificed for us, the body that was taken down from the cross and laid in the tomb, arose. He arose from the dead. He arose filled with everlasting life, a body once dead, now alive, never to die again. Human flesh, united to God's divinity forever. Because of that, sin is canceled. Hell is canceled. Satan is canceled. Death is canceled. Lies are canceled. Delusions are canceled. For Christ is alive. Christ is alive. Truth is alive. Heaven has been reopened. Paradise regained. Life restored. Forgiveness granted. Joy bestowed. And Christ is the way. As he tells us, "I am the resurrection and the life," says the Lord. "Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Truth, beauty, goodness, love, holiness, peace, and mercy, these are of God. And whoever seeks, whoever pursues, whoever practices truth and beauty, goodness and love, holiness and peace, and gives mercy, seeks and pursues God. Whoever practices these things will be like God. For Christ is truth. Christ is beauty. Christ is goodness. Christ is love. Christ is holiness. Christ is peace. Christ is mercy. And Christ is God. Christ Jesus became one like us so that you and I could become like him. And he died for us. He died for our sins so that you and I could die to sin. As he arose from the dead, you and I must rise with him from the death of sin. As Jesus Christ lives in us, then you and I must live in him and live for him. And if, even if the world tries to cancel us for our faith in Christ Jesus, remember that it first tried to cancel him and failed. Christ cannot die, and we will not die. Life can only truly be called life when lived in Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad therein. Amen. Alleluia.